Blog Talk Radio.
Together. Hallelujah. Amen. And here we are, the church in October. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Our second Sunday in October. So welcome, everyone. Good to see you all on the line who's already here. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Very, very glad to see you all here. We're going to open up with prayer. Pastor Mom's going to open us up.
Good morning, everybody. Praise God. People listen, stand by us. Hold us in the hollows out on the hand. You know we need you every hour and every minute. And we thank you and give you all the praise in Jesus' name. We better give our presence.
We lift him up to you, Lord.
We lift him up, Lord. We know we...
Thank you, Lord.
We need you, Lord. We thank you and give us all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to read our scripture this morning. We have our Psalm 95. You can look that up in the King James Version. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. We'll read that together. And then we'll go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. We'll read those together. Yes, I know I can't hear you, but read with us, okay? It'll be fun. And then what we're going to do is we're going to tell God who he is. Because Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me." So we want to magnify him together. He has revealed himself to me and to you in certain ways. So what we're going to do is we're just going to open your line just for a few seconds, and all you have to do is say who the Lord is to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You could say he's your King of Kings. He is your healer. He's your everlasting God. Just one statement of who the Lord is, and I'll let you know as I get ready to open up your line. So let's start with Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Nice and loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. So we're going to magnify the Lord. We're going to magnify the Lord above this pandemic. We're going to magnify the Lord above everything that's going on in our lives right now, because we all going through something. Hallelujah. We just go tell the Lord who he is as we just magnify him. So, Pastor Mom, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I say the Lord is my master. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, who is the Lord to you?
My everything.
Amen.
My
Hallelujah.
Everything.
Amen. Very good. Amen. Minister T, who is the Lord to you? I think this is your number.
My strength.
Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Pastor Price, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my comforter, who comforts me in every trouble.
Amen. Amen. Now, I think I know who this is, but right now I'm not getting it, but area code 419. Who is the Lord to you?
He is my sufficiency.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 910. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my salvation.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Area code 618. Who is the Lord to you, Pastor Mark?
My present help in times of trouble.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that you are all that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And if you've been on the line with us before, you know that we do declarations. And, you know, some may say, y'all do the same thing all the time. Well, you know, sometimes God has you repeat stuff because he really wants you to get it. Amen. And so we're doing some declarations this morning. And Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. So there's some things that God wants to be established in us as we declare and decree these things out. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So all of these declarations have to do with the word of God. Amen. So I'm going to repeat these declarations. I'm going to say these declarations, and right where you are, repeat them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, amen. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore, I forbid
any sickness
or disease to come
upon my body.
Every disease, germ, and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly. In the name of Jesus, every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell y'all, I needed that this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It bears repeating. Amen. Repeat after me. Great is the peace
of my children
and my children's children,
for they are taught
of the Lord.
I have no lack,
for God meets all my needs
according
to his glorious riches
in Christ Jesus.
The Spirit of truth
comes to me,
teaches me
all things,
and he guides me
into all truth.
Therefore, I confess
I have perfect knowledge
of every situation
and every circumstance
that I come up against.
For I ask
for the wisdom
of God.
Our last declaration,
the peace of God
that transcends
all understanding
guards my heart
and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right,
pure,
lovely,
admirable,
excellent,
and praiseworthy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'm with a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we feel this. Everything that we believe it, we receive it, and we thank you, Lord, that it will stand. Hallelujah. Established. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord God, from everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give God all the praise and the glory this morning. Hallelujah. He's worthy of it. No matter what's going on, no matter how you feel or how I feel this morning, glory to God. He's still and yet worthy. He's worthy. I tell you, he's worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to have a little time of praise and worship. Sister McDowell, who sings our opening song, I Am the Church, You Are the Church. And so she's singing this morning, This Is the Day, glad to be in the service. And since it's Clergy Appreciation Day, we want to hear that this morning. We're glad to be in the service. And then she'll end with the steadfast love of the Lord. That never ceases. Amen. Let's praise and worship God.
This is the day. This is the day. steadfast love.
$ESLCCC That's $ESLCCC. And God bless to all of those who have been giving. Amen. We see you giving, and we praise God for you. Also, you can give at the door. If you're in the building, we're in 2E. We have people who come up here and give at the door. Praise God. And also, you can make your check payable to ESLCCC. The address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every one of you who are givers. Amen. And those who have a heart to give, praise God. So let's pray these prayers for finances. Repeat after me, Lord.
I commit
my finances to you.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward.
Of all that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement.
As to how
it is to be spent.
I pray
that I will learn
to live free
of debt,
where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration and give me guidance.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
all wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances,
but
will seek your kingdom
first,
knowing
that
as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. And Lord God, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you for those who are the phone is binging now from the cash apps coming in, Lord. So we just thank you. We praise you for it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you are God of everything. For those who are tithing, we thank you, Lord God, that your word says try you on this, test you on this. Hallelujah. Give that 10% and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that's more than we can receive. So that's an overflow. Thank you for the overflow of tithing. And then, Lord, you said that give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. Will men give unto your bosom? So we thank you, Lord God, that there's an overflow for the givers as well. And I'm going to go back to the tithers that you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes. So the money that we get will not be like holes in our pockets in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But it will get more and more. And when the money does go out, it's because it's flowing and we're giving to others as you have directed us. And we thank you for that, Lord. And now, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11. And we thank you, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, that we are all a thousandfold more than we have been. Hallelujah. A thousandfold more. And that you bless us as you have promised us. We give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have Pastor Mom here this morning. She's going to be speaking. Hallelujah. She's just going to share with us for a few moments here. Praise God. Praise God. So, Pastor Mom,
Yes, good morning. I'm going to share a few of my favorite scriptures. They are my prayers.
Amen.
This is my morning prayer. Repeat after me. My voice shall praise the morning scriptures.
We're repeating after you, Mom?
Yes.
Okay.
My voice.
Shall you hear?
In the morning.
Lord.
In the morning.
I will direct.
My prayer.
My prayer.
To you and will look.
I will direct my prayer to you and look up.
In Jesus' name, amen. This prayer comes from Psalms 5:3.
Amen.
This is my prayer. Repeat after me.
This is your. You pray this prayer when, Mom?
This is my prayer.
This is your
night prayer.
Yes.
Repeat after me.
Hold on a second. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for touching Mom right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord God, that her eyes will see, her mind will process properly in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we bless your name for it, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
This is my nightly prayer. Repeat after me. I will both. Lay me down.
In peace.
And sleep. For you, Lord. Only.
For you, Lord, only.
Makes me dwell. In safety. In safety, in Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
This prayer comes from prayer.
Psalm 4:8. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You got her mind together in the name of Jesus. The eyes aren't moving all over the place, but they're seeing good in Jesus' name.
In this my prayer. For peace and strength, repeat after me. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength.
The Lord is the strength
of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
This prayer comes from Psalm 27:1.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
This is my prayer for peace and
direction.
And direction. Repeat after me.
Amen.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways. Acknowledge him. And He shall direct your path. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
prayer comes from Proverbs 3:5-6.
Amen.
As I close, I pray that these
scriptures
will become your favorite scripture and prayer.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining us in prayer. Hallelujah. For Pastor Mom. She did good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes, you know, the enemy try to get her eyes all twisted up and words start getting jumbled and all of that. The devil is a liar. And we thank God. We thank God for Pastor Mom. And now we want to have... Well, what has happened recently, and this is interesting. It kind of goes with clergy appreciation because we want to appreciate clergy. This is Clergy Appreciation Month, and this day is like the particular day of clergy appreciation, and we want to appreciate Pastor Mom. At 88 years young, hallelujah, and how she continues to forge on. She could say, forget about this, you know, that she's too old or something, but she continues on. So, Pastor Mom, we want to really appreciate you today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, love.
Amen. Amen. And then Pastor Helen Price, she's on with us today. I'm going to open a line for her to speak in just a few moments. But I want to say how I appreciate Pastor Price. And she's the founder of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And so we just give praise and glory to God for her. She still undergirds us with prayer. And as much as she can come on the any of the broadcasts, she's there with us. So we thank God for her. And then all of the ministers who are here, we want to honor you as well. Minister Rachel, hallelujah. Minister T, praise God, we see you. And even Pastor Lorraine, we honor you, praise God. Evangelist Barbara Lloyd, we honor you in the name of Jesus. We appreciate you so much. Hallelujah. Pastor Mark, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We appreciate all of the ministers, whether we know you're a minister or not. And hey, all of you here are ministers of reconciliation. So we want to appreciate all of you, because I know all of you, if somebody needs to be led to Jesus, you're going to do it. Hallelujah. Amen. And I even say I appreciate the Lord in me as well. Hallelujah. Because I know apart from him, I can do nothing. And that goes for all of us. We can't do anything, hallelujah, without him. And more I see that. Hallelujah. The older I get, the more and more I can see that. And I give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. And I just want to say this. If you would like to give anything to Pastor Mom, myself, Pastor Price, when you send your Cash App to ESLCCC, you can put a little note on there and say, this is, you know, for Pastor Mom or for Apostle Kizzy or Pastor Price, and we'll make sure that they do get whatever you want to appreciate them with or us with. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, and thank you in advance for whatever the Lord leads you to do. Praise God. Now, with We're going to have Pastor Price to come on. One of the founding members of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church went home to be with the Lord a couple of days ago. And she was she had such an integral part in the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And like I said, I'm going to let Pastor Price say some things. But before she says it, I just want to say she's a minister. She was a minister of the gospel. Her name is Minister Janet Dukes. We called her Minister Jan. And she was close to all of us. Hallelujah. We had such a relationship. I believe I'm the first person in the family, if I'm correct, that I was the first person in the family to, not in the family, because she knew my brother first. But I kind of introduced her to the rest of the family. And her and my brother had a child together. I might be getting into your part, Pastor Price. I'm going to get off that direction and just say the things that I want to say about us. Minister Jan and I, we had a relationship even in the spirit. And I can recall that in the 90s, it was the late 90s, early 2000, I was on my way to have dinner in New Jersey, and I think she was living in Nashville at the time, I'm not for sure. And all of a sudden, she came on my heart very deeply. And I was sitting with a bunch of people. We were at a big restaurant, and the Lord said, excuse yourself, go out to the car, and I did that. And I went out to the car, and he said, now pray for Minister Jan. And he said, because she's near death right now. And I was like, I don't know anything about that, you know. And I started, like, crying. And he said, no, don't cry, pray. And so, you know, later on I found out that at that point in time she was near death. And so I would say that we had a relationship in the Lord. And I know she had a lot of relationships with people. And the Lord, you know, had them to pray for her at certain times of her life. And, you know, we're going to miss her. We're going to miss her. She's a singer like none other. I don't know anybody who can sing I Won't Complain like she could sing I Won't Complain. And everybody has a song that they love from her that she sang. And I had the wonderful opportunity of singing a lot with her. And whenever we got together, we were singing. And there was one time we were with Evangelist Barbara Lloyd, and we were driving, I think, from New Jersey to North Carolina, and she and I sang almost all the way there. So anyway, I just, these are some sweet memories that I have of her. She was an anointed woman of God, and I was just blessed to be a part of her life. So without further ado, I'm going to turn this over to Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Well, thank you. God bless you, Apostle Kizzy, and Pastor Mom, and each one of the saints in their respective places today, especially right now for tea. I want to thank God for you even today. And I pray that I believe that you said that there was a time of celebration, and we are celebrating the life of your mom. And we just pray for you. Just know that we're praying for you, T, and that we're thanking God for giving you and undergirding you and giving you and each one of the children and each one of the family strength and the children, and grandchildren, each one of y'all strength. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can you, Apostle, can you hear me? I'm getting a feedback. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you well. Are you hearing the feedback now?
No, not let me see. No, not right now.
Okay, good. Amen.
All right.
I'm going to get on mute.
All right then. I was just going to do a small tribute or a tribute to Minister Janet Elizabeth Davis Dukes. This was, as I heard T, when she first announced it, she was saying this has been the hardest time. Of course it is, because that's her mama. And I believe that not only was it a hard time for T and all of those, but for each one of us that heard the news. It was a hard time that it was like, it was a hard time. And I just, you know, thank God for who she is and who she was. And so Minister Jan went to be with the Lord on this past Friday, October the 9th, 2020. And the Lord told me to read these for your hearing, these three scriptures very quickly. In Revelations 14 and verse 13, it says, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Lord, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." I truly believe that Minister Jan's works are following her. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 8, it says, "We're confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." We thank God that Minister Jan is present with the Lord. These are words that will comfort our hearts during this particular time, to know that she is beholding the face of Jesus Christ. And then in 2 Corinthians 1, 2 through 4, it says, "Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." As I continue to say some things concerning Minister Jan, I just want to address and say to T and those who will maybe listen to this recording later on, this broadcast later on, this church service later on, that God is the God of all comfort. There's nobody that can comfort us like he can. And there are times that in life when we can take things, they usually say one day at a time. But when these kinds of situations with the passing of your mom and of our good friend and sister in Jesus Christ, this is a time that things have to be taken one moment, one second at a time, and even one nanosecond at a time. So I pray for much comfort, the comfort that only God can be able to give. I'm a living witness today that God will give you moment-by-moment comfort and second-by-second and nanosecond-by-nanosecond comfort. I often like to say I do, to each one, I do graphic design. And when you're doing videos, I do videos. And I learned that we know that there are 60 minutes in an hour. There are 60 seconds in a minute. But there are 100 nanoseconds in one second. There are 100 nanoseconds in 1 second. And I didn't know that how long a second really is. A second is a long time. And I mean, when I'm making and having to do transitions and take it by nanosecond, it seems to be a long time. And so I pray during this time that God will give to each one of you nanosecond by nanosecond comfort that only he can be able to give. Because this is those times when we need nanosecond by nanosecond comfort. And so as I come today, I wanted to talk a little bit about Minister Jan. I thank God that she was one of the founding members of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We had a revival at a church there in East St. Louis. And following the revival, not too long afterwards, God began to minister to my heart when I was in Los Angeles. He began to minister to me that we were to start a church in East St. Louis called East St. Louis Christian Center Church. I didn't know. I was saying, "Lord, how can this be? How can this be so?" The Lord said, "I want you to go back there, and I want you to go for 3 months to East St. Louis, and I want you to begin in 1990. My husband went to work. And when he came back from work, I had not told my husband what the Lord said. I had not told anybody what the Lord had told me. And my husband came home from work, and he said, "Helen," he said, "one of my friends told me that you're getting ready to go." and you're going to leave on a trip, and you're going to be gone 3 months. Well, that was really a kind of a confirmation for me. And then I wondered, well, Lord, how are you going to do this? How is this going to be accomplished? Well, I thank God that God blessed that Minister Jan came along as one of the founding members of East St. Louis Christian Center. Minister Jan and her three daughters, Tamiko, Carmel, Michelle, and Pastor Mom, my daughter Joy, we were the very first members of East St. Louis Christian Center Church, which was founded in 1990. I think this year would be the 30th year this year, if I got that right, it's the 30th year. And so, Kane, we had our first service. What did you say?
That's right.
Thirty years. And so we started at Pastor Mom's home there in East St. Louis, and we only spent one Sunday in the home, and then we had one Sunday in another place, and then we were at the Clyde C. Jordan Senior Citizen Building. And Minister Jan, I tell you, not only was she one of the founding members, but she was also a minister there at the church. She was the worship and praise leader, a psalmist par excellence. Like Apostle said, I don't know anybody that could sing as well as Minister Jan. I mean, and that's no you that know her know that. And she was an administrator of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. I thank God for the service that she did while she was at East St. Louis Christian Center along with her three daughters. Because even during that time, as Apostle said, that Minister Jan is not only our sister and our friend, but she's the mother of our nieces, Tamiko, Carmel, and Michelle. I remember that Tamiko T is the biological daughter of our brother. But I remember that when Carmel and Michelle were born, I told her, I said, no matter what children you have, I said, they're my nieces too. And so we thank God for the family and for all of the family there. Not only was Minister Jan one of our a part of East St. Louis Christian Center, but we were friends. As Apostle Barbara Kinsey said, they became friends first. After along because Pastor Herbert, of course, was the first to know her because he had a child by her. And then she became friends with Apostle. And then every year when I would come home from Los Angeles back then, Minister Jan would come over. She would always make it her business, and that really touched me. She would make it her business to come over and sing to me. And she began to sing a song that I hadn't, at that time, I wasn't very familiar with. I knew the song Danny Boy, Oh Danny Boy. I knew that one. But that song, the music to that song was put to a song that I came to love, and I loved the way that Minister Jan sang it. And he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. And I would just cry and cry. And we became good friends at that time. And one of the things that I still don't understand at all, but I really appreciated it, was that her home was always a place of rest and peace for me. When I would go there, I would feel the peace and the rest of God in that home. I became so close to her husband, Mike, and to the family. They loved on us and loved on Joy because Amber was not born yet and were just such a great blessing. I even came to love their dog. Hallelujah. I said that was a dog that would even talk. We had some wonderful, wonderful times together. We traveled in ministry, Minister Jan and I, for many years. And it was just a wonderful blessing because Minister Jan was an anointed woman of integrity and honor. I mean, anointed. And I mean, when you could hear her say something, you listen. And a lot of times she didn't do no lot of yucking and a lot of jesting or any of that kind of thing. She was a serious person in the Lord. Very serious. And I mean, when somebody would maybe say something and prophesy to her, you could tell what she would not crack a thing on her face, nay or nay or yea or nay. And people would have to be on the money when they're ministering to her because she wasn't going to give them any confirmation. If you had a word, it was either a word from God or it wasn't. So I learned so much during the time that we traveled in ministry together. We loved her dearly. My whole family loves her dearly. And she will be greatly missed. I want to say to UT and all of the family that we pray for much comfort. Again, that nanosecond by nanosecond comfort with much peace and with much strength. And that during this time, and this has been my greatest consolation, and may it be a continual moment by moment greatest consultation to you, T, and to all the family, to my mom and every person who knew and loved, to Evangelist Lord and all of the ones who knew and loved Minister Jan. May we remember what the greatest consolation is that Minister Jan is with Jesus, and she is beholding the one that she loves with all love, with all her heart, her soul, her mind, and her strength. When I've been about to break down and I've begun to cry, the Lord said, Helen, he said, you got to know she's with me now. And even though we may not understand, because it seemed as if she left too soon, and we may not understand all the ins and outs, but we'll understand it better by and by. And so we just want to be able to let you know, each one, that we love Minister Jan. We thank God for who she is and who she was. And I know that there are so many. This was like a reverberation. If you could see an earthquake that took place in America, this was like an earthquake when Minister Jan went to be with the Lord that reverberated throughout the land. And so I want to just say that I love you, Minister T, and to all of the family. And I pray again for much consolation, knowing that consolation is that Minister Jan is with Jesus, and that God will give you that comfort with much peace and with much strength. And that's what I wanted to share today. God bless you all, and much love to each one of you. God bless.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Amen. And I, even though I might have met her, kind of one of the first people, and kind of introduced her to the family, but I knew, you know, I didn't live here, so you guys, you know, you and Pastor Mom knew her and were with her, you know, on a daily basis more than I was for years and years. But, we thank God. Thank you so much for that. If there's anybody who wants to say anything, you can press your number one key and we'll open up the line for you. If you want to respond even to Pastor Mom with, when she shared with us her scriptures and her prayers, you can press your number one key. If you want to say anything about Minister Jan, you can press your number one key or anything. If the Lord's just laying something on your heart, press your number one key, and we will open up your line. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel.
Yes.
Welcome,
Minister
Hi, Rachel.
Everybody. Oh, God bless all the ministers. And the apostles, the prophets, everyone who are walking and standing in Christ Jesus.
Marcus, stop that.
Lord, forgive me. That's my 13-year-old son. They love that part when it says muted when after we're done. But I just
okay.
give God glory for all my lives so yielded. And God bless Pastor Mom. And even the woman of God who went on to be with the Lord. I thank God for every life he blessed, like he touches. Each and every
yes.
one of us, and he touches all of us through each and every one of us. So I'm just glad that we are all in Christ Jesus, and that he will continuously keep us, and we'll stay faithful to him, and we know he's going to stay faithful to us. So just everyone stay encouraged, and I pray for all of you. Love you all.
Okay, love you too. Amen. Thank you for your comments. All right, anybody else? Amen. Well, as we get ready to close today, at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we always close with the scriptures, John 3:16, Romans 10:9, and we say the prayer of salvation. And we have everyone to say it. We know that when you pray the prayer of salvation, you only have to pray it one time to be saved. But what we do is we want everybody to be prepared, because I'm telling you, it's so much going on right now. Never have I seen a time that I'm seeing today. You know, so many people, you know, God is doing a roundup right now, too, even for the saints, you know, bringing the saints home. And then there are those who are, you know, who are going home from the COVID and, you know, all kinds of things. So we want to make sure that everybody that we know is born again. Everybody that we know is saved and knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So let's say John 3:16 together. Amen. Let's just, I think you know it. If you don't, look in your King James Bible, John 3:16, and then look for Romans 10, 9, and 10. And then even, you know, on your own time, just, you know, make sure that those scriptures are ingrained into your spirit. Let God minister to you about it, because, you know, there's a lot of churches that are not open now. And so we, as we say, we are the church. We are the church. And you may be the church that that person needs to talk to before they go home and be with the Lord. We have one of our neighbors upstairs. I mean, the woman, she walked every day. She looked so strong. She looked so healthy. And when they told me she had gone home to be with the Lord, because she was saved, praise God, it was just like amazing to me. You know, she was super duper healthy looking. So, you know, when it's our time, it's our time. But we want to make sure that everybody that God sends around us is saved, is born again. So let's say John 3:16 together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So those who are listening, if you can't remember a point in time where you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is your time right now. He's drawing you. Hallelujah. You wouldn't still be listening to this broadcast if God was not drawing you. So make a choice in your heart. Just make a choice that you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. And so repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sin. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 And we just thank you, Lord God, for those who have prayed that prayer for the first time. Seal each and every person right now in the name of Jesus. Seal each and every person, hallelujah, with your Holy Spirit, and fill them with your Holy Spirit and with power in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, for all of those who you're sending somebody to, you're sending someone who's going to say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you, Lord God, that each and every person who is born again will be ready to minister salvation to whomever you send to them, and they'll minister with confidence, knowing that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you for it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, once again, as we close today, We want to thank Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I said, she could have said, oh, forget about it. I'm not doing anything today. But she did, and she kept on. Hallelujah. She didn't quit. So we thank God for you, Pastor Mom. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Amen. And then we thank the Lord for Pastor Price for coming on and giving that tribute, honoring Minister Jan. Thank you all for coming on. Minister T, good to see you with us. Thank you for being with us today. And we just continue to pray peace over you in the name of Jesus, peace beyond all understanding, guarding your heart and your mind in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord God, for just giving the whole family peace beyond all understanding in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So thank you all so much. Hallelujah. Tomorrow at this time, which is noon time tomorrow, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we will have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, which is our Bible study. You call the same number, 516-418-5699. On Tuesday, we're having Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and it's just so important that we build ourselves up on our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues, hallelujah. And we also know that the prayers that go out that God prays through us are going all over the world. As I keep saying, there's so much going on in the world right now when our president has been diagnosed with COVID. You know, we really need to pray because we need to pray for our leaders. So God will have us praying for things that we don't even know exactly what we're praying for, but we could be praying for things that haven't even happened yet. But we trust that we are the vessels that he's using. Glory to God. So that's 2 p.m. on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And on Wednesday, this Wednesday is the second Wednesday of the month, and we only do this on the second Wednesday of every month, so put it on your calendar. Praise God. Set your cell phone alarm for this one. And that is prophetic healing. So we'll have the Hawkeys with us. Philip and Linda Hawkey will be with us. The healing community will all be standing in prayer for your healing. So make sure that you come on. And what happens is that we pray in advance, and the Lord reveals who's going to be healed or the ailments that's going to be healed on that night, even before we get on the air. And then people call in, and what God reveals, he heals. So if you know someone who's going through something, you know, and they're in need of a healing, hallelujah, tell them about us. Tell them to call 516-418-5699. On Wednesday, this Wednesday, the 14th of October, and we will pray for them. I'm telling you, we've seen, over the course of time, we've seen hundreds of people get healed on the phone, online. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he sent his word, and they were healed. So praise God. Make sure if somebody going through something, have them to call in. And on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition. Oh, let me go back. On Wednesday is 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on this Wednesday, October the 14th. Glory to God for prophetic healing. And then on Thursday, October the 15th, we have our Thursday edition, our Christian radio talk show, and that is on this Thursday. And we have a special guest. Her name is Sister Sheila Woods, and she's talking about Medicare and Medicaid. So, and especially telling us about Medicare 2021, what's going to happen with that, with this new plan, what it covers, what it doesn't cover, and how you can take care of what it doesn't cover. Praise God. She's very, very knowledgeable, and most of all, she knows Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Amen. And this is not just a job for her, but a ministry. And she covers different states as well. So I've learned a lot already, you know, listening to her. So she'll be speaking this Thursday and next Thursday about Medicare and Medicaid. And I know next Thursday she's going to talk about the scams that try to get you so you don't get caught up in that, because open enrollment starts on this Thursday, the 15th, until December the 7th. So you want to make sure that you have the plan that you need. And, wow, she knows all of that. And if you missed it last week, you can just if you miss any of our broadcasts, you can simply Google Gitim Radio, GITM Radio, and that'll take you to our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you can go back and listen to any of our podcasts. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So I think that's about it. We plan on being back here next Sunday. Lord willing, I will be speaking next Sunday for the next two Sundays. And so we hope to see you then. I'm thinking that is it that we have right now. Praise the Lord. So we'll go ahead and close out with a word of prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you. Mom's gonna. Hallelujah, Mom. Look at you. Amen. All right, come on, Pastor Mom, close us out.
May the Lord watch between me and thee, while we have from one or another. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Y'all praying for Pastor Mom. I can tell. Y'all praying for us. I can tell. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So you all have a blessed rest of the day, and we'll see you later. Amen. Oh, one more thing. If anyone is available to pray on Tuesday, text me, call me, send me an email, and let me know that you're available to pray on this Tuesday in tongues. God bless you. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.